From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. The Triple Crown. It's the fabled top prize in horse racing, and nobody's won it since 1978. That year, Affirmed won the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, then the Belmont Stakes. But each year, on the first Saturday in May, another young horse with a Derby win in Louisville has a brand new chance. This year, that horse was Street Sense. NPR's Noah Adams has the story of the jockey who rides Street Sense tomorrow in the Preakness.
Calvin Burrell is the rider's name, and he and his fiancée Lisa Funk and Street Sense are today in Baltimore at Pimlico, getting set for tomorrow's race, the second leg of the Triple Crown. Burrell has won 4,300 races, but his name has been well known for only about 2 weeks, and that was accomplished in 2 minutes at Churchill Downs.
They are in the gate, and they're off in the Kentucky Derby!
He has ridden the Derby before, but this will be Calvin Burrell's day. The adrenaline comes, but he waits. His horse, Street Sense, wants to fly, but he waits. Halfway through the race, Tom Durkin on NBC is looking far back in the field.
Street Sense is second to last. Street Sense is the 19th of 20.
Calvin Burrell likes the inside rail, the fence, he calls it, the shortest way around the track. When it's time to make the move, the horse responds almost leaping forward.
Street Sense with a huge move on the far turn.
This week at Churchill Downs, the morning of the last workout before Street Sense would go to Baltimore, the exercise riders and the hot walkers spoke of Calvin Burrell with collegial pride. He works hard, they say. He shows up at 5 a.m.
He's just super, and I think everybody has a lot of respect for him, and I think that this is the most support a jockey has ever gotten.
Michelle Liu is a barn worker. Buff Bradley is a trainer on the Kentucky circuit.
I met him down in Louisiana, and I called and begged him several years to come on up here, and I was glad he finally broke away from his comfort zone and got up here to ride.
Later that day, Calvin Burrell sits on a sofa at his house and talks with me about Louisiana and the Cajun countryside. You'll hear that in his accent. Look at the old pictures from back home, he says. You'll always see horses. When he was 4 years old, he got one to call his own.
A horse called Charlie, matter of fact. And it was a little Welsh pony. And I, broke him and everything, got him going. And there was nothing I couldn't do with him. He'd come in the house with me. I mean, it was amazing.
When he was 8 years old, Calvin decided he was going to be a jockey. He didn't go to high school. He went to the track, became one of Louisiana's top riders, made the move to Kentucky, lives to be on a racehorse.
The horse weighs how much?
I'd say about 1,200 pounds.
And you're going how fast?
35, 40 miles an hour, yeah. It's the best feeling in the world.
This jockey is 40 years old. When he tells you he's been in 25,000 races, he smiles because it's so hard to believe. He refers to his accidents as a few spills. He's ruptured his spleen, broken both shoulders, both legs, his wrist, lost his teeth over the years.
You know, you might ride 45 or 50 years old if you're lucky. I can still walk, you know, not paralyzed and stuff like that.
You have friends who have been?
Oh, yeah. Many friends. And some friends got killed, you know what I mean? I love it so much. I mean, I don't let that get in my way, you know what I mean? To me, if you're scared, that's when you're going to get hurt.
About the come-from-behind Derby win at Louisville, it is the sound of the crowd that he will remember.
I mean, you wouldn't imagine the noise. God, how these horses run through this? I never heard it until the last, you know, 5 or 6 jumps when I knew I was going to win, you know, and I caught goosebumps. Cried, and it was unbelievable. Greatest moment in my life.
And soon there came another of life's greatest moments. The Monday after the Saturday Derby win, Calvin Burrell and his fiancée in Washington at the state dinner for Queen Elizabeth. Lisa Funk is sitting with us, and she describes it best.
I was dressed in my emerald dress, and Calvin was in his tails, and we went to the White House, and Colin Powell got out of the limo right in front of us as we pulled up to the east entrance. That's when it really set in for us that we were amongst these magnificently wonderful people. And we went in, and everyone was just so warm and kind.
Tomorrow, aboard Street Sense in the Preakness, Calvin Burrell will be wearing yellow and blue racing silks. Post time for the Preakness is 6:15 Eastern. Noah Adams, NPR News.